So you need evidence that humans have changed evolutionarily in the past couple thousand years to believe in evolution?
Yeah, like I need, because if evolution exists, then it would be continuing.
Right. So the fact that all around the world, now that we have travel, you know, people go all over the place and mix a lot and live in places they're not really from, you know, but people all over the world are different, which is a consequence of evolution.
No, traveling is not evolution.
I didn't say traveling was evolution. I said the fact that people all over the world are different in different ways is a consequence of evolution. Like some people are lactose tolerant, some people aren't, for example. People look slightly different. People have different characteristics that help them live in places that have, for example, extremely high altitude.
I don't think any of those are proving evolution. I think they're proving adaptation.
What is adaptation?
Adaptation is the minor differences that we adapt to our environments.
How does something adapt?
Well, it adapts by observing its experiences and creating new paths in which to survive.
No, not at all. An organism can't look at it. Do trees adapt?
Yes, they do.
How does a tree observe its environment?
Well, it knows where the sun is, and it turns itself towards the sun. As it grows towards the sun.
Oh, they will grow towards the sun. Yeah, true. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't really call that moving, but trees, if we're going to say that the way a tree grows is how it moves, I guess fair enough. So the only way, how does an organism adapt? What actually happens that allows them to do that?
It manipulates its environment. That's how it adapts. It manipulates its environment.
What do you mean? Give me an example. You mean me like building a house?
Yeah.
Okay, you're adapting. Well, trees don't do that.
Yes. Well, they do in their own way. What they do is they realize it's like they observe the fact that they're in an environment that may not be as habitable, and their offspring finds a more habitable environment that thrives better.
No.
You don't believe that their offspring is is more adapted to their environment than they are.
That's not even what you said. What you said is their offspring find a new environment, unless I actually am crazy, but I swear that's what you said. Which is kind of awkward because earlier you said, I don't believe that moving from place to place is evolution.
It's not evolution, it's adaptation.
Okay, so this isn't really going anywhere. The only way for an organism to adapt is for that organism to change, right?
Well, yeah, it changes to a degree, but not like evolution. Evolution is saying
that's the definition of evolution.
No, evolution is like you're a monkey and you become a human being. That's species.
Yeah, that would be to change. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no such thing as that. Like, there's no way.
No, there is, because every single generation is different than the generation that produced it, and those differences come from changes in their DNA. That is the definition of evolution.
What I'm trying to say, and this is my final thought, is that the only way to prove that evolution exists is to prove that it still exists. And the fact that nothing has changed
for thousands of years. No, that's 100%. That evolution does not exist. That's 100% false.
But nothing has changed. Not like evolution is told. Like the whole fact of a monkey becoming a human being, that's never happened.
I agree that what you just said doesn't happen. In the sense that it's not the case that one day a monkey gave birth to a human. That does not happen. I assume you speak English, right? Nikkei?
Yeah.
Oh, you speak English?
Do I need to answer stupid questions?
I'm just trying to make sure that we're all on the same page. I'll just assume the answer is yes. Do you agree that English has its ancient roots are with Latin?
Are we talking about language here? Because that's still another man-made thing.
Yes, we're talking about language. Do you agree that English has Latin roots?
I think that yeah, but I don't understand your point.
So you would say that like the English language is related to Latin, as is Spanish and French and Portuguese and German to an extent?
I mean, every language is a stem from itself, I'm sure.
That I'm not really sure. Do you agree that all those different languages I listed are related to Latin?
I mean, I don't know if they're related to Latin per se, but I assume that if you've come up with that, if you know that as true, then I believe what you're saying.
Okay. So what if I were to say that's not true, and the only way I would believe it is if one day a bunch of Latin speakers all of a sudden started speaking English? Does that make sense?
I don't really understand where you're going. I'm sorry.
Okay, so do you agree that languages change over time?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, do you agree that at one point nobody on the planet spoke English?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, do you agree that the people thousands of years ago, people that spoke Latin or a language like Latin or whatever, eventually as they spread out over the continent of Europe, they're the descendants of the descendants of the descendants, whatever, eventually branched off into many of these different European languages like Italian, French, English, whatever?
Okay.
You agree with that?
I mean, I'm accepting what you believe you learned, so I mean, okay.
I mean, like, this is, like, known because languages have been written, and so we can literally keep track of this.
So what's the point?
The point is, you saying that the only kind of... It sounds like in order to prove evolution, you need to see an organism turn into another organism in, like, no time at all. But that's not how evolution happens. And with languages evolved too. At one point, nobody spoke English. So a language that wasn't even English at one point became English. Now, that happen because one day everybody speaking a completely different language just all of a sudden had babies that spoke English? No.
I'm not debating the fact that man-made things can't evolve. I'm just saying that evolution is not true.
Yeah, but evolution, the reason you're giving evolution to not be true doesn't hold up when we compare it to something that's extremely similar. Because languages change minuscule every generation.
Language is not similar to what is evolution.
It's extremely similar because languages replicate, or they are linked to things that do replicate, like us. And the way, if we can compare like DNA to a code or call it information, language is just like that. And the way language changes over time, it evolves into completely different languages from ancestor languages that are different from the one that we are speaking.
Evolution is a DNA change, a change in actual DNA.
Yep. And languages are new languages coming about are changes to actual words and grammatical structures.
The fact that I can take a chair, a hammer, melt down the metal and make it into a ring is not evolution.
Who the hell said that that's evolution?
But that's what you're talking
about. Who made a comparison that's anything even remotely similar to that?
Your language comparison is that.
No, my language comparison is nothing even remotely close to that. No.
You probably want to think
languages don't get melted and then turned into something else.
But I got to go because my son needs me. But I'm just saying, once again, language is not about evolution. Trust me. Just think about that.
Languages change over time. Something changing over time is like the definition of evolution. And the way languages change is very similar to how genetic information changes over time. Or if we zoom out, it's very similar to the way the descendants of species of the past are different than those species of the past, even though they were produced by organisms that kept producing the same thing generation after generation.
You stick with your faith and I'll stick with mine.
No, this isn't faith. We have evidence for this. I gotta go.